There's a new year-long project by the nation's poet laureate bringing poetry in the natural world into focus and what's at stake due to climate change. Jeffrey Brown reports for our new series, Art in Action, exploring the intersection of art and democracy. It's part of our Canvas coverage.
It was a walk in the park with poetry. National Park Service Ranger Alusha Scott leading, then reading the work of poet Mary Oliver.
Look, the trees are turning their own bodies into pillars.
Oliver, who died in 2019, was known for her love of nature, and this was one of her favorite walks. Around Blackwater Pond on the Cape Cod National Seashore in Massachusetts. Taking that walk this day, one of today's leading poets, U.S. Poet Laureate Ada Limon, launching a project she calls You Are Here.
I kept thinking that poetry and nature are the two things that work so beautifully together to bring us a sense of awe and wonder. Mm-hmm. And I feel like poetry is a way that opens us up to a deeper experience with nature. And so the two of them working together is really beautiful.
Please join me in welcoming our 24th United States Poet Laureate, Ada Limon.
One part of You Are Here is poetry in the parks, bringing classic nature poems by past writers into the natural world itself.
One, two, three, poetry.
Limon chose to kick off the campaign here in Cape Cod with Mary Oliver's poem, Can You Imagine?, printed atop a picnic table. A place for all who come here to read, contemplate, perhaps to write something of their own.
I really wanted to offer a moment of reflection and deeper intention in the parks.
What does poetry do?
Poetry sort of ignites a place in you that is receptive to a deeper kind of attention. And a poem, sitting and reading a poem, even a very short one, can allow you to receive the world in a different way.
That was certainly the impact the Pulitzer Prize-winning Oliver, one of the country's most read and best-loved poets, had on many, including Limon, who was eager to honor her here.
She famously used to hide pencils in the beech forest so that if she had a good idea and was without a pen, she could find one of those pencils and make sure she could write it down.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's an interesting kind of littering.
Uh-huh.
Poetic litter.
Poetic pencil litter.
To live in this world, you must be able to do three things.
But Poetry in the Parks, a collaboration with the Poetry Society of America and notably the National Park Service, is also about a far more serious impact on the world around us, the destructive forces of climate change. Ranger Clay Hanna works in interpretation and engagement at the national headquarters.
Yeah, when we think about our national parks, we see those impacts of climate change, right? We see that directly within our parks. And I think a project like this is another way to approach communication about what's happening to the natural world, right? And connecting that through a different means, through poetry, allows visitors to immerse themselves, find themselves in these landscapes, and think about how they have a connection to the natural world.
The project brings Limon into seven national parks around the country, featuring significant American poems relating to each.
This is another dear poet and poem.
She read the seven poems at Provincetown's Fine Arts Work Center, including The Valley by Jean Valentine.
The Valley, edge by edge.
For Cuyahoga National Park in Ohio. The Earth is a Living Thing by Lucille Clifton. For Great Smoky National Park in Tennessee and North Carolina.
The earth is a living thing, is a black, shambling bear.
Cloud Song by Ophelia Zepeda for Arizona's Saguaro National Park.
Greenly they emerge, in colors of blue they emerge.
The other piece of Limon's You Are Here project requires no visits to the great outdoors. She commissioned new work for an anthology from contemporary poets addressing our lives as part of nature. Her goal, a new kind of nature poetry, reflecting traumatic changes for millions and for the earth itself.
Now, when we write about nature, there's solastalgia that's connected to it. There is sadness, there's worry, there's anxiety, there's tension.
Solastalgia?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's basically being nostalgic for a place that you are in at the moment, because you know it's shifting and changing. And I'm not quite sure how clear-eyed our poetry can be if we're not making room for our whole selves and those parts of us that are grieving, those parts of us that are furious, and those parts of us that are trying to figure out how to make impactful change.
The You Are Here project also includes a kind of call to action via social media to encourage people to share their poetic responses to the prompt and to build a community of concerned citizens. Back at the park, Ranger Clay Hanna refers to the idea of democracy for all in describing the role of storytelling in the parks using poetry and other arts.
We see parks as a place for people to come together, right? Our programming is audience first. We're audience centered, right? So we're not telling people how to think. We're providing those stories to make them think, right? And often to interact with each other.
In an unusual partnership, Ada Limon collaborated with government climate scientists, studying their findings and contributing a poem to an official report. For Limon, there is the ultimate belief in the power of her art form to impact lives, even at a time like this.
Because it feels to me like we can get very myopic and feel like we are the only person going through whatever it is that we're going through. And in reality, all of us need to recognize that what happens in this world happens to all of us.
One, two, three.
After our time together, Ada Limon took her project to Mount Rainier National Park in Washington and Redwood National and State Parks in California. Her park visits continue through the fall. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown at the Cape Cod National Seashore in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
And in October, Ada Limon will send some of her poetry into outer space. Her poem, In Praise of Mystery, is being engraved onto the Europa Clipper spacecraft, set to take off for its 1.8 billion mile mission to Jupiter's smallest moon. The so-called Message in a Bottle project invited people around the world to sign on to the poem. Some 2.6 million will now have their names stenciled onto microchips mounted on the spacecraft.